those of you who read the Chicago Tribune, I hope that would be everybody here, may have noticed a week or two ago, maybe it was last Sunday, a story of mine about the late Richard Hunt, one of the great sculptors, artists in the history of this city, and a show that he is currently having at the Loyola University Museum of Art. In researching the show, I met two very, very, very nice and knowledgeable people. Kyle Mathers, who's the museum manager and curator. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good, good. And Hannah Lechtenberg, who is the museum coordinator. Hannah, how are you?
Hi, Rick. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you both for, thank you both for coming on, because I really, you know, the in either one of you, talk, you know, talk over each other, talk over me, I don't care. We got a half hour. You know, one of the things I've that's always struck me, I reviewed something at the Loyola University Museum of Art some years ago, before either of you two were there. It was an Edward Gorey show that was just fantastic.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Talk to me about the museum itself, when it started, where it is exactly, how you describe where it is. I always say, well, it's right behind the water tower. Go ahead, either one of you, Kyle or Hannah, or both of you at the same time.
That's generally what I say, too. It's hard to find. And we're working on getting signage, but if you are looking, if you are on Michigan Avenue, that's what I tell people at least, look for the actual water tower, and there's a nice little courtyard, and we are just west of that courtyard. There is a Paul Stewart shop there now on the corner, and we are just next to that.
Okay, Kyle Mathers, how do you describe how to find it?
Yeah, pretty similarly. I'll say that if you put in our address, 820 North Michigan, Google Maps will take you to the right location. Yeah. So, you know, trust your phone on that. But otherwise, yeah, just right across the street from the historic water tower. And had to amend that a few times with people from out of town saying
sure,
they're driving
right.
around and
what's
a
water
tower?
Tower. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like
exactly.
That. Yeah, the castle-looking building.
Yes. Kyle, describe what you do, what your duties as the museum manager and curator, your formal title. What's your job, Kyle?
Yeah, so a little bit of everything. Hannah and I are the only two full-time LUMA employees at Loyola. We have several student workers who are very helpful. Pull on from the larger university for a lot of things, but I generally handle a lot of the operations, administration, facilities, as well as updating some of the exhibits and going through and inventorying the collections and getting those squared away. And doing things like this to promote the museum and our exhibits.
How and when did you come there, and where'd you come from before you started at the gallery?
So I actually got my master's in public history from Loyola back in 2016 and had done a little bit of work at the museum as a student then. But I started at LUMA in about 2 years ago. Before that, though, I was up at the Harley-Davidson Museum in Milwaukee as the exhibits coordinator manager there. And then prior to that, I was at the First Division Museum on Cantini Park.
Sure. The famous Colonel McCormick's militaristic. But I got to
think.
Oh, yeah. I've been there a million times. And he lived an interesting life, the Colonel. Hannah, how did you get to? What is a museum coordinator? And how did you get there?
It's a great title. It's a nice little catch-all.
It is.
Like what Kyle was saying, we work really closely together, just kind of managing what comes our way, being the only two staff members.
Sure.
But so far, you know, I've been here about a year since June, I believe. When I first started, it was a lot of just taking stock of what we actually had in our collection and then taking a look at our permanent collection, the Darcy collection, and just seeing, you know, what we could improve upon, if we want to reorganize, what kind of stories we want to tell with it. And then we had our crash exhibit, which we try to do every year, which is the, I'm blanking out his first name, Kyle, but Mr. Govan is very near and dear to us. And he has given Loyola a million of his Christmas nativity scenes, these little crash collections. So we put that on in December. And then we were lucky enough to get this hunt exhibit. So we've been busy. But I came to Loyola after graduating from University of Chicago. I got my master's in the humanities and wanted to pursue museum work. So I was lucky enough to get an internship at the History Museum, Chicago History Museum, and get some collections work there. And then I also interned at the Art Institute trying to get some curatorial work under my belt and research work under my belt. So from there, I actually took a part-time job with the School of Education at Loyola just to help pay bills and kind of get my foot back in academia. I was missing it. And ended up going full-time from there in that position and kind of worked my way up through the school to the dean's office and really enjoyed my time there, but was really missing museum work. That's what my background is in education. So this job opened up, and I was lucky enough to get it.
I find and have found, and I think I was yammering to you two when we met, that I think the museum is one of certainly lesser known gems in this city. I think it is a great museum. I like the physical space of it. I like the shows that you have put on. And you said, I think you said earlier, one of you said, well, there's an attempt. I suppose that you two must get together every once in a while, I don't know, or their cocktails or something, and try to figure out how you both. I sense your sincerity and affection for the place. When I met you, you must be talking about, okay, how do we heighten the profile of this sort of hidden place? What are some ideas you have?
That's a really great point.
Go ahead, either one.
Go ahead, Kyle.
One of the main ways so far has been through partnerships, you know, working with outside organizations. Last year, we hosted Steve McCurry's Icons exhibition, a photography show that brought in quite a number of visitors and people who may not normally come to LUMA, given our permanent collection. And then, when we had the opportunity to host the Lincoln Museum's Richard Hunt Show, Freedom of Form.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, we kind of the next step up was being associated with the Lincoln Museum, but also Richard Hunt, the huge name around Chicago. Yeah. And so just through our exhibitions and programming, that's kind of how we've been looking to heighten the museum and get more people to know about us. And then through that to, you know, try to get them to come back to see the permanent collection, or Santa mentioned our annual crush show, our student shows that we host.
Well, I was sadly, I think I may have just mentioned it in passing in that story I did about the Hunt exhibit, but there's this interesting Sister Jean artistic explosion near the back. I mean, that would, is that a permanent exhibit? The Sister Jean of made out of Legos, and then Sister Jean jerseys, and I found it charming. I thought it was really, really interesting. She's a unique character. We got to take a little break, and if you two can stay on through a couple commercials, I'll talk some more. I want to know who's first of all. I want to know the two of you. I knew Richard fairly well. I've been visited his studio. I knew him pretty well and knew his work. Not intimately, but pretty well. I want to know what you two young people thought of, not just of Richard's work, and I think you should be, through his work, you were probably imbued with knowledge of Richard the man, and he was some guy. Kyle Mathers, the museum manager and curator, and Hannah Luchtenberg, the museum coordinator of the Loyola University Museum of Art, One of my favorite places in Chicago. They have a permanent exhibit, and don't think this is frivolous or funny or cute, of Sister Jean that I found absolutely fascinating, frankly, and she's done in Legos. But also, more to the point, they have a Richard Hunt exhibition that came here from Springfield that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful taste of what Richard did. You can't, you know, the funny thing about Richard's stuff is you see what's in the museum, and many of his things are far too big to be in any museum. They're outside. Right. There's one coming to the Obama, whatever he's building on the south side. What did you two think? You know, Hannah, you go first. When you first tasted of the exhibition, you knew it was coming here and started to explore Richard's work. What have you learned, and what do you make of him?
Yeah, it's a complicated question because obviously we didn't get to meet him
right.
In person, but
right.
I so wish I had. But meeting the people in his studio,
yeah.
Eric and Andy were two of the folks we met. Just the most like down to earth sounding person. And he just gave a lot of opportunity to fellow artists, just those two in particular, being able to help, you know, with his works. But I also just would meet people randomly, you know, going out in the art world. Like I went to a gallery opening just one night with my husband for a faculty member he knew. And I was talking to someone and I said, "Oh, do you know Richard Hunt? We're getting this exhibit." And he said, "Oh, he used to let me come to his studio after hours and just work on my own stuff." And
yep.
I thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no kidding.
Reach is just much more broad than I knew. And then getting to know his works themselves, you know, the first intro I had was when we visited Springfield, and the first piece you see in that exhibit is Hero's Head. And so, you
yeah.
know, you talk about impact.
No kidding.
It was just incredible. It was an amazing intro, and just knowing that he experienced these historic things that we now know about, you know, just
yeah.
in real time, he was a Chicago citizen, you know, just his neighbor is murdered and
yeah.
He attends the funeral, and this is what comes from it. So
that,
it was an incredible intro.
That neighbor being 14-year-old Emmett Till. And that's the piece in his, at the Loyola Museum of art, otherwise known as LUMA, L-U-M-A. Kyle, had you known anything about Richard before being introduced to his work?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
I knew of him because Loyola has two of his sculptures on our Lakeshore campus in Rogers Park,
sure.
Angled Angel and Sea Change.
Yeah.
And he served at Loyola's Board of Regents, the Board of Trustees for several years, on LUMA's Museum Advisory Board for a while. So I'd seen his name around quite a bit. But it wasn't until we had the opportunity to visit the show down in Springfield that I really got to know how big of an impact he had, not just, you know, on Chicago, but the art world in general, and the different, I mean, he served, I think, in the NEA, he's curated at several huge museums.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
you know, one of the things about Richard was he lacked, and I'm sure you two being part of the art world is noted, I think, in many cases for artists who have a real facility for self-promotion. I certainly have known a few.
Yeah.
Richard was the most self-effacing, kindest guy in the world, and who deserved
yeah.
to be better known. But he was not workaholic, but he was so devoted to his art and to mentoring a couple
mm-hmm.
generations of other artists. Do either of you, Kyle Mathers or Hannah Luchtenberg, do either of you two make art?
Oh, gosh, that's a long time ago for me.
What did you do, just give it up?
You know, I used to do painting a little bit. I've experimented with ceramics, never with sculpture. But, no, it just kind of fell back to the wayside. I'm a creative person, Right now, I'm kind of just on baking and, like, jewelry making. But as long as I'm making something, I'm satisfied.
Well, but you're making, you know, I have the feeling, just meeting you two, I know that you interact with people who come to see the shows, and that's a joyful, I think, a joyful thing. Kyle, are you an artist of any sort, except a museum artist?
Yeah. Exactly. I really enjoy and have done a lot of exhibition design throughout my career.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
One of the things that really drew me to museum work in the first place. So I guess you could consider it a type of art.
I will do my best and keep me posted on whatever is going on over there. But what's the next? The Richard show runs into November, yes?
Yes,
November 15th.
So get over there, ladies and gentlemen, and see it. It's such a great space. I adore that museum. Do you have any big things that you're looking forward to down the road?
We've got our annual Crest show this winter, and for the first time since Loyola was gifted the Bach and Lang House, Frank Lloyd Wright House on the North Shore, we'll actually be hosting several creches for an open house weekend there.
Oh, fantastic. So
the first time we've done something like that, which will be pretty exciting.
That is exciting. You two are a great team, and I am so glad to know the two of you, and I expect you to be guests on this program frequently, because I just, you should get it. Is one or both of you should go out on the street on a really nice day and grab people and just drag them in there and say, look what's here. Look, because the entire block north, all of those stores are closed, for goodness sake.
Yeah
they're all closed. Yeah. Say, hey, you don't buy anything. You can spend your money. Come in here and see the work of Richard Hunt. Thank you both for coming on. Kyle Mathers, the museum manager and curator, and Hannah Luchtenberg, the museum coordinator. Go to luc.edu/luma. You guys, it's a pleasure to know you.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick. We're really grateful for all the news you've brought to us.
that's very nice.
Yes,
but
I'm
grateful to the two of you. Thanks a million, and drag people in. That's a good idea. Go on. Get those people who are sitting in whatever that's called. I guess that may be Jane Byrne Park, and drag them in. That's my idea.
Oh, good.
That's my idea about it.
We haven't tried it yet, so we'll see.
Well, okay.
Above it.
Yeah, blame me. Say with that, Rick Kogan, he told us to drag people in. Thank you, guys. Take care, and see you
Thank
soon.
Thank you.
See you
Take
soon.
Take care.